Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts from talkers prepared for the week of November 1st to the 5th. And joining me, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, is Michael Harrison, by the way, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine with the top 10 stories of the week, top 10 people on the list, and ancillary stories about the events of the week with regard to this fabulous thing called News Talk Radio. I think at some point in time, I should probably ask you during the course of our hourly get-together every week, what you think the biggest story is that you wrote about in Talkers. You go to talkers.com, not only see this list, but every day there are stories on top of stories on top of stories about the people who are stars of programs and what they're up to. What do you think of that for an idea?
Well, I think it's a very difficult question to answer because they're all important in different ways. We really cover this industry. And some of them are stories about people. For example, the Dan Bongino story ran yesterday was very interesting. But in the scheme of things, is it really all that important? Or are stories about major broadcasting corporations' quarterly reports in terms of their profits or losses? You know, how do you weigh one against the other? So it would be a tough question to answer. But if I had to write off the top of my head in terms of human interest, here I'm answering the question, even though you never asked it. You presented it, that you might ask it. But I think the Dan Bongino story was
consider
kind of
it asked.
Didn't you find that to be a fascinating development? He for those who wonder what we're talking about, he said, "I'm going to quit if my company doesn't stop doing the mandates for vaccines, even though I was vaccinated." And in the end, he backed down. And he's staying the job.
Yeah, well, he's got a good paycheck, and the company doesn't care what he thinks. I think that was pretty obvious.
He misjudged the amount of support he was going to get from his fellow talk show hosts.
Uh-huh. He overplayed his part. He overplayed his hand, if you will. And we talked about this last week on the countdown, which seems like only moments ago. It's very amazing how quickly time flies. There were some people listening from the company, and they thought, it was like, rah, rah. You know, what we said was what we were thinking and feeling. I wasn't really that concerned about the company, per se.
Are you saying the company didn't agree with us or agreed with us?
No, the company was, I think they'd, the company was happy that we had the conversation that we had.
Oh, okay. Because I thought that we were, if anything, pretty even-handed.
We were reserved, in fact.
Yeah. In other words, we didn't come out and bad-rap them and support them.
No.
We were very...
it was a story. We told the story.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Yeah. So with a wink and a nod, we move on. Yeah, that is an interesting story. There were some rumors that he was going to go to Fox from his present employer, and obviously that didn't pan out. But I think sometimes when you – there's something about being on the air for some people, being in a situation where they may think of themselves as more than a commodity – but they're celebrities, you know, like some television star. And I think celebrity is greatly enhanced by some of the social media these days. There are so many people. Have you seen that show, Fake Famous? It's on, I think it's on HBO or Netflix or one of those. It's all about people. Have you heard about it?
Now I have.
Check it out.
A dozen donuts. Whenever anybody tells me something I don't know, you know, they get a dozen donuts.
Hooray. I'd like to have a dozen donuts. Yeah, the essence of the show is how much time people spend who are doing nothing trying to be famous. I want to be famous. What do you want to do when you grow up? I want to be famous. Famous for doing what? No. I just want to be famous. I want to have lots of social media followers on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. But what are you going to do? Oh, I don't want to do anything. I just want to have a lot of...
influencer.
Yeah. Right.
I want to be famous, and I want to influence people. What do you want to influence them? I don't know. I just want to influence them.
Yeah. That's right. It's the warped sense of reality and what's important. And it goes back to the Kardashians, I guess, at least in our lifetime. I mean, can you think of people, but maybe Zsa Gabor? And
I was just going to say Zsa Gabor.
Yeah.
Zsa Gabor was famous for being famous. She was an actress. She was in a couple of movies, but.
Yeah, she was a lousy actress. But
she was incredibly, she was in her youth incredibly beautiful.
Yeah. And wasn't it, who was it that had so much fun with her? Merv Griffin? I think Merv Griffin had a lot of fun with the Gabor sisters, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and they turned out. But the point you're making of you know, famous for being famous.
Yes.
There always has been a desire to be famous. People dreamed of going out to Hollywood and becoming a movie star, even if they didn't have any acting ability.
Mm-hmm.
But social media and the technology that comes with it has turned everybody into a performer. Everybody is into their ratings. Everybody is into how many people like them, how many people follow them, how many people are friends with them.
Mm.
People have their own platforms. They have their own blogs. They have their own websites, and people are making their own videos and things that, you know, back in the day, the average person didn't have that kind of platform or that type of mm-hmm. technology. So you looked at the newspapers and you saw the silver screen and television and magazines, and that was another world. So anybody who would be on the front page of the paper or
wow.
on the silver screen, they were in right. the magic of Hollywood, the magic of the news. Now, that perspective has been democratized, so to speak, mm-hmm. and it's wreaked havoc not only on the lives of individual people who walk around all day long worried about their ratings and their popularity when it doesn't mean anything, but it also has taken away from the magic and the impact of those who are in big-time media entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as big a deal anymore.
Well, we're all just people who have to put our pants on one leg at a time. We have to go to the bathroom every day and probably, you know, take a shower, hopefully. And so we just
at least once a month, I have to tell you.
Right, once a month, yeah. We just have to put things into perspective. And even though it's nice to rub elbows with somebody, you know, look at all the attention that's given to movie stars still today, the red carpet, all these people hanging around on the Sunset and Vine.
But movie stars today don't have the same cachet that they had back in the day of the big studios, Clark mm-hmm. Gable and people of that nature. These people were legendary, larger-than-life figures. Today,
Errol Flynn.
Yeah, you know, like it was, you know, it's before our time, I must say that.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
When I was growing up, we knew about the stars and the media that came before us. We watched movies and you know, even our gang. I mean, they were old movies when I was a kid, and we used to watch them on television.
The our gang cartoons. Comedies. Yeah,
yeah right. they were from the generation before.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew about them. I knew about Laurel and Hardy, knew about Charlie Chaplin, knew about... Today, kids don't know about things that might have had been 5 years ago, let alone mm-hmm. 20 right. years ago.
Oh, yeah, you're going to ask kids about stuff that they have no clue about, music or movies or things,
right.
books. They don't even, you know, books. What's a book? That's that. No. Really, what's mm-hmm. a library for? That kind of stuff. It's really pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty damning when you get right down to it as to how there are certain things, it seems to me, that ought to be a part and parcel of one's educational experiences, and they are timeless, ageless, the things that you need to know or ought to know. So anyway, okay, so we're off on that. We need to get to the stories and the people list, which we will do in a matter of moments. Here you're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with an extended Halloween wish. Even though we're in the first week of November, as you listen to this program, there are a lot of people who have been very interested in the Calitrin message this week. They've sold a lot of products this week. And that's, they think, because of the exposure that they get around certain holidays. And my message is one of many. People talking about this product all across the country on radio programs, good radio programs like this. Calitrin has been a sponsor of my programs for now 5.5 years. And it's basically because a good product that works and people respond when I pass along the message, which is pretty simple. Get healthy and stay healthy the right way by losing weight the right way, the healthy way, using Calitrin, which is a natural formula. Doesn't have any stimulants, no drugs, none of that stuff. You don't have to go on a crash diet. You don't have to take all kinds of weird drugs and stimulants. Nope. This is the healthiest choice you can make, not only to lose the weight safely, but to keep it off. Calitrin has proven to help with keeping weight off, and that's why I am so sold on it. So as far as the Halloween stuff is concerned, the benefits I can talk about until I'm blue in the face, there is a spotlight every week. If you go to toploss.com, which is their website, you can get a personal connection to a Calitrin consultant who will help support you through your weight loss efforts. They are ready, willing, and able to help you out. Go to toploss.com, get healthy, get the product at the right price. As a matter of fact, right now, fall savings are here. 90-day supply, huge 86% success rate. And the BOGO deal on the 90-day supply, you buy 90 days supply, you get 180 days worth of product. That's it. Check it out. And they have an afterpay option option as well for you if this may be a little too stiff for you to play all at once, pay for it all at once. Toploss.com is the site, and use the discount code DJV for the deal, plus free shipping. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here we are, 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Now, let's get to the list, the stories.
All right.
Sometimes we get a little long-winded, but it's okay because it's entertaining and it tells stories about what's going on in the business of News Talk Radio, which is a business. Right?
Well,
it's a business.
If we weren't long-winded, we couldn't fill an hour with all of this interesting programming content. I mean, you know,
that's it.
I don't know how long-winded
you're down
we
are. Back.
And number
all right,
10,
story list.
Affairs.
Yes.
I'm doing it already. Number 10, foreign affairs tied with U.S.-China relations. And at number 9, climate change. At number 8, abortion. At number 7, immigration reform. At number 6, we have the January 6th investigation, and it's tied with Trump and the GOP, and it's tied with voting legislation, all at number 6. At number 5, we have a tie between crime, violence, and air rage. At number 4, the Biden budget tied with inflation, the labor shortage, and the supply chain breakdown. At number 3, we have COVID-19 vaccines, masks, and mandates. At number 2, school board politics, and that's tied with race relations. And number 1 is Tuesday's election. On the People Survey, Kyle Rittenhouse is having his trial at number 10. He is at number 10. Xi Jinping is 9. Number 8, the aforementioned Dan Bongino tied with Aaron Rodgers, who has COVID and a little controversy surrounding how that
He's
happened.
He's a jerk. He's a jerk.
Okay, we'll get back to that. At number 7, Mitch McConnell. At number 6, Nancy Pelosi. Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema have number 5. Number 4 is tie between Tony Fauci and Rochelle Walensky. Donald Trump is at number 3. At number 2, the Virginia elections star players Glenn Youngkin and Terry McAuliffe. And Joe Biden is at number 1. And there you go.
So,
Aaron Rodgers is a jerk.
I do. Yeah, I think he overplayed. He's another one like Bongino, overplayed his part, overplayed his hand, and has come out of it looking. Now he can't play, right? Isn't he? He's off the squad because he's not, in fact, had. He said he was immunized, but
that turns out he was deputized.
Yes, he was. Yes,
by smoking the best.
Didn't work too well.
A lot of the controversy is whether or not the Green Bay Packers abided by the regulations that the NFL has imposed dealing with COVID protection. So the whole team is having a problem right now, and it'll be forgotten probably before it goes anywhere.
Yeah, but a lot of these things, like the Bongino thing, that'll be forgotten pretty soon, as well as will he.
What Bongino thing?
But yeah,
I couldn't resist.
Who's Nancy Pelosi? I forget who she is, and where'd Mitch McConnell go? One of the things I find interesting, the back and forth between Fauci and Rand Paul, which seems to get a play every time Fauci seems to, I don't think he has to testify, but every time he gets invited to testify before that committee, Rand Paul rakes him over the coals, tells him what a phony he is, and you know how this and that, and I just find it interesting, but does it get you anywhere? What comes out of it? Some of that, you talk about theater, some of that stuff in Congress is nothing but theater. Right?
I agree. It is theater. You're right. You're absolutely right. It doesn't get us anywhere. It's no
yeah, it doesn't get anywhere. Well, a lot of the stuff that Fauci has done, as far as I'm concerned, has been nothing but theater. You know what?
Maybe
I'd like to
what
have...
Rand Paul is doing is theater, too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So, number one, the elections, Glenn Youngkin and Terry McAuliffe. What do you make of that? Take 60 seconds or so, or maybe 30 seconds, and give us your...
I think that it comes down to the Democrats and the Republicans having to find ways to go forward without being dragged down by Donald Trump in the GOP. Mm-hmm. And right. by the left wing, the AOCs and the Bernie Sanders in the Democratic Party, and that what we saw in Virginia is the result of that syndrome. And I can explain it later if you want, but that's my 30-second take.
Yeah, I think we ought to spend a little bit more time on it because there's so much emphasis on right-wing radio, and is that all working? It's 28 past the hour.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
This holiday season at Ulta Beauty, we're calling for a little more glam and a lot more deals. A little more glitter and a lot more gifts with purchase. A little more lips and lashes and a lot more bonus points. A little more togetherness and lots of love. And we've made shopping a little easier with a lot more options. Now you can buy online and pick up the very same day. Celebrate more beauty deals this holiday season. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A blow to the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate upon private employers. A federal appeals court has issued a temporary stay, asserting there may be constitutional issues with the requirement. White House advisor Cedric Richmond telling Fox News Sunday they're on solid legal ground.
OSHA's job is to protect workers. We've lost 750,000 Americans due to this pandemic, 13,000 a day. And people should be able to go to work in a safe environment. And so if that means doing something that is tough, that's what this president does.
A poll conducted by USA Today and Suffolk University puts President Biden's approval rating at 38%. It had been hovering in the low 40s in recent polls. Biden's approval rating has been on the decline for a number of weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Gas prices have increased 5 cents in the past 2 weeks to $3.49 per gallon. Across the country, drivers in the San Francisco Bay Area paying the most at $4.77. The lowest is in Houston at $2.98. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says the price increases are due to the cost of crude oil and surges in ethanol. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has some incentives for flight attendants this holiday season.
American Airlines is giving flight attendants who work during the holidays a one-time pay raise to get them to work the holidays. The increased holiday pay coming after some big problems during the Halloween weekend, blamed in part on huge operational challenges. Flight attendants who work Thanksgiving weekend and Christmas through New Year's will get a 150% premium, according to CNN. Those with no absence between November 15th and January 2nd will receive an even higher premium of 300% for the hours they work during that peak holiday period.
Bomb threats evacuating three Ivy League universities, Brown, Cornell, and Columbia University, evacuating part of their campuses on Sunday. Yale University received a bomb threat earlier in the week. It's not known if the threats are related. Georgia is still the top team in college football for the fifth straight week, followed by Cincinnati and Alabama. Oklahoma stays at number 4, and Oregon slips past Ohio State to move to number 5. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, this is the authoritative, compelling talk radio countdown show. How do you like that, Michael? Pretty good, huh? Authoritative and
exaggerated.
Compelling.
I don't know how authoritative it is, but it is hopefully it is. A little compelling.
You run the Bible of the talk radio business, so it should have authority attached to it, and it does, as far as I'm concerned.
I do that with complete humbleness and humility. I let others say such things. Remember,
okay, well, here I am.
In terms of platforms and all of that stuff, you know, you gotta know your place. So I don't take it all that seriously.
And
I take it seriously as our responsibility, but I don't take myself that seriously.
Well, it's a good thing. That's a very important thing, not to take yourself too seriously. There is a lot of attention being given, if I may just. I do want you to go back to the election thing. Well, let's do that now, and then I'm going to go down a different street for a minute. The elections and the impact or import of the party line. What do you think?
I think that, as I said before, I think that what we're seeing is that the GOP has to deal with Trump. If Trump becomes the nominee in 24, they may lose the general election. Yeah. If Biden becomes the nominee in 24, they may lose the general election. Mm-hmm. The left wing of the Democratic Party and the Trump wing of the GOP are in many ways standing in the way of both parties moving forward. And I think we saw, without getting into all the minutia about it, I assume the people who listen to a program like this are up to speed on contemporary issues. What we saw in Virginia sort of reflected that. McCulloch misplayed it. He tried to use the specter of Trump as the reason not to vote for the Republicans. And this basic newcomer to the political scene, he was an underdog, Youngkin, he dealt with issues that were local and of concern to the voters, as opposed to making it ideological on an abstract level. So I think that what we take from that is that the mansions and the cinemas actually might be friends of the Democrats more than thorns in the side. They may be showing them the way going forward, because it's still not too late. 22 is coming, and that's crucial. And Trump is both the strength and the weakness of the GOP.
Is it true, from the point of view of what people listen to, that we hear what we want to hear? And that is, we tune into a program or a station that carries the message that we like? Or is the other side, that we hear what we want to hear? Do we, using our own filters, keep things out of our reality even though they're there?
That's a psychological question. It's rhetorical, and it's the very heart of how the media operates today. In terms of the daily dance of affirmation, you tell the audience what the audience wants to hear. You target a group, and you tell them what they like, and then they listen to you because they get pleasure out of hearing somebody agree with them. We do tend to sublimate or filter out information that we don't want. It's a human nature thing, and it's something that is to the detriment of our well-being. Because if we're informed about the good and the bad and the ugly, we might be able to deal with it with more options than if we just go into things blindly looking at what we want that's comfortable for us and ultimately doesn't offer us the right perspective and tools to deal with the challenges that we face.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting because the predictability of people when they come down. Let's take the Supreme Court as an example. There are those people who say, oh, Roberts, he's a conservative, he's going to be bad, or... then the others who have been appointed, Amy, just take the last three or four have been appointed. It's all been politics. It's all been, they're going to ruin the court. They're going to do this, 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 and this, and they're not doing anything of the sort. Roberts has become, as you've suggested, and maybe this is the bellwether of where the country is going. The Supreme Court is finding a middle, even though all of the people who are machinating about, oh, these terrible liberals or terrible conservatives, you know, they're pretty much coming to the middle on a lot of things.
Well, a lot of these guys have, these guys and gals in the Supreme Court have their own pride as justices, and their connection to the legal community supersedes their beholdens to the president that put them there. And, you know, where Trump made a mistake was thinking that these people worked for him now.
Yeah.
And you become a Supreme Court justice, so you may not be so quick to want to, toe the president's line, because what's he going to do about it? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of that at play. It's interesting to see that where this is going to play out, the syndrome you just described is going to play out in the forthcoming ongoing war over abortion per the Texas abortion law. That ain't over by any means, and Supreme Court has yet to weigh in on a lot of aspects of it.
There's a case from Mississippi, I think it's even more strident than the one in Texas.
The Texas thing could spread around the country.
Yeah.
And Roe v. Wade is definitely hanging in the balance.
And you wonder sometimes what it is that makes people so passionate or angry about that issue when it's so personal. It's so one-on-one. I mean,
that's why they're angry and passionate.
Yeah, I suppose.
Because it's so personal.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But
I mean, what
how
is politics?
It my business
it's a collection of
personal.
Well, because that's what politics is. It's a collective personal. It's the organization of a bunch of personals.
Mm-hmm. Our friend Holland Cook in his monthly newsletter asked an interesting question. Holland is one of the great consultants in the radio business, and he does a monthly newsletter for people who are in the business. And he asked something. When I saw it, it just so jumped out of the page for me. In referencing some of the people on the air who do programs, he refers to them as soreheads. And his question is, the Sorehead Show still a business? Referencing from his political perspective, because you and I both know he's left of center, and maybe you read some of the stuff or you watch him on TV because he's on RTV, the RTV cable system. But, you know, there's something, when I saw that, I just thought to myself, you know, that's a really good question. And is it fundamentally bad radio to always be angry? You know, but we hear these guys who are on, some women as well, who just seem to always, always, always be angry about something. And is that entertaining? Is that good?
Well, I don't agree. I don't agree with you on that. But I certainly understand your perspective, and there is a degree of truth to it. But I think that Holland is showing his partisanship. And I think that people have the right to be sore heads, and I think that people have the right to be angry. And,
but does it work on the radio is his question.
And I think it does.
Yeah, of course it does.
It works on the radio within the area that it works. There's no one answer. See, there's no one answer to what will work on the radio, and then everybody should do that.
Yeah.
You know, people say, why is conservative talk radio so popular? Is it because conservative talk radio is popular? The answer is the question. It's because people, that's the reason. Why was British rock and roll popular when the Beatles came out? Because people liked them. There's nothing more to it than that.
No, it's not some deep conspiracy. Ooh, these guys are going to take over.
And it didn't mean that it didn't mean the New York Philharmonic Orchestra or that people who were in polka bands had to start playing, I want all your hand. There's going to still be a spectrum of things, but things move to the fore. And conservative talk radio, people should leave it alone. Let them do what they're doing and stop wanting them to change because it'd be better radio.
Just offer something different if you want. That's right.
Offer something else. But don't say it should change. That's where I disagree with you, and I think you probably see my point.
Yeah, I do. Absolutely see your point. I just wanted to digress for a second here because this is one of the big elephants in the room. It was on the Countdown story list last week, the Rust movie and what happened with Alec Baldwin, et cetera, et cetera. I think it's really very interesting to see what the outgrowth has been. And in conversation, people like The Rock have really started conversation because he says no more guns, no more real guns on any movie that I'm in, which... Well, sort of begs the question, how real are the guns that are in television and movies? Because you can't turn on the TV or watch a movie, for the most part, without seeing somebody getting shot at. Big guns, little guns and stuff. So I thought that that was a pretty interesting public pronouncement. What did you think?
I didn't realize that they use real guns in movies. I thought that these blank guns were dangerous because they emitted a lot of air pressure and gas from the gunpowder, but that didn't have shells. I didn't realize that they were just regular guns without bullets in them.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about it to be able to comment, you know, with a degree of education. However, there might be something to what Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, has said, that maybe they could have. I mean, they have the technology to have realistic looking guns.
Sure, they do.
And
make them out of those 3D printers.
Right, and with digital, you know, computer technology, they could create any kind of effect. Why do they have to have real gunpowder and guns that could accidentally have a projectile in the barrel? Doesn't make sense. He probably is right.
Yeah, it may be, for sure. All right, focus on Michael's interview coming up in a matter of moments now, 44 after, on the Talk Radio Countdown show. The story of MyPillow goes on and on. We all know, Michael, how controversial Mike Lindell has been. And it's interesting because the advertising now points directly at that, because apparently MyPillow has had canceled orders from the huge box stores that used to sell them, and now because of Lindell's politics, they don't want to sell MyPillow stuff anymore. So they've sent all of these pillows, thousands and thousands of them, back to the factory. So, now MyPillow is passing on the savings directly to you because they get so many of these pillows. They're selling them now for $19.98. Normal price, $69.98. The best offer in the history of MyPillow on standard size MyPillows. So if you want to buy some of these or anything else that's in the catalog, huge, huge discounts. Check them out. Use the DJV code when you check out at MyPillow.com.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today with funding from $3,000 to $500,000. Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
All right, so Michael, what's in the MH interview this week?
Interesting conversation with the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee, a conservative libertarian who's playing a leading role in the debate about vaccine mandates. His name is Glenn Jacobs, but in a past life, he was the 3-time heavyweight champion in the WWE, a 7-foot masked demon from hell, Kane. And
wow.
Wrestling fans will know about that, so check it out at MHinterview.com.
Yes, sir, 10 before the hour. Thanks, Michael.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now 53 past the hour, time for us to do our weekly review of the hot hits in terms of technology. The Tech Talk portion of the program gives us five big stories from the week. Victoria Keelan is here to give us the overview, starting at number five with the new oven that cooks a turkey very well, apparently, yes?
Apparently very, very well. Yeah, the reviews are in, and they are really good for GE Appliances' new turkey mode. If you have one of the smart ovens, you are getting this automatic software update. As long as your oven is, you know, hooked up to your Wi-Fi, you'll get this over the Wi-Fi update. And turkey mode is brand new, and all you do, it's pretty amazing, actually. They tested over 2,000 turkeys to make sure that it was cooked perfectly every time. You don't have to brine it, you don't have to season it, nothing. You just pop it into a cold oven, and depending on if it's a big turkey, like 20 pounds or 12 pounds, whatever it is, and the oven will cook it perfectly for you, and will also make a sound that says gobble gobble when the turkey is done. So.
Gobble, gobble.
High-tech Thanksgiving.
Right. All right, number four has a Yahoo focus.
Yeah, Yahoo ended its services in China this week because they said the increasingly challenging business and legal environment in China. Essentially, Yahoo is the latest U.S.-based tech company to stop offering services in China because the government there is just ridiculously strict over internet businesses and information that's always censored, and it's just, you know, typical China. So Yahoo basically said that they just can't operate their business anymore with all of those restrictions. So every news story that they post gets taken down. It's a whole mess, and so everything's redacted and censored. So LinkedIn actually was another big company a couple weeks ago that also pulled the plug on doing business in China for the same reason. They said that they were just trying to operate as a network for people to look for jobs, and everything, the Chinese government stepped in and censored everything, and it just turned into a big chaotic mess. And so LinkedIn has now pulled out as well.
Number three, another outfit that usually has a black eye in the public's mind, Facebook.
Oh, I know. It's like, which Facebook story do I choose? Because there were so many. There have been so many in the last couple of weeks. The big one this week is that Facebook has said that they plan to eliminate the facial recognition system in the coming weeks. They said many concerns about the place of facial recognition technology in society. As we know, it's very controversial. And so essentially, they're going to delete more than a billion people's individual facial recognition templates. And so they say that, you know, in the future, they find that there will be a place for facial recognition technology, but as of right now, it's something that too many people are unhappy with, and so they're going to eliminate it. And who knows? I mean, we also know Facebook cannot be trusted. So as soon as they say they're going to delete all of the billion faces, who knows if they're actually going to do it?
Exactly. Number two, the new bug fix mandate from the administration.
Yep, so the Biden administration is requiring civilian federal agencies to fix hundreds of cybersecurity flaws as part of their new directive from the newly formed Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency called CISA. Right now, they have 200 known threats that cybersecurity experts have discovered between 2017 and 2020, as well as 90 more new flaws that were just found this year. And so now they've put everybody on notice. They've got 6 months to patch these threats up and just 2 weeks to fix the new ones. And they're not messing around. And as we know, you know, whether it's the Microsoft Exchange server flaw that unveiled 30,000 U.S. government and commercial organizations' emails. We know the SolarWinds that was hacked by Russia. It's been crazy that these companies have not patched these gigantic security holes yet. But so the CISA will be on top of that from now on.
Perfect. Number one this week. Social media platforms not happy with Apple.
Yeah, this was an interesting story. This was an investigation by the Financial Times found that Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube lost just under $10 billion in revenue following Apple's changes to their privacy practices. So this was last year. Apple announced the App Tracking Transparency, ATT, policy that requires apps to ask for your permission to track your data. Seems like that would be a normal thing to do, but Apple is actually the only company that is allowing their users to have some control over that. So the policy went into effect in April of this year, and if you have an iPhone, every single time you go onto a new app or open it up, it will say, you know, do you want to ask us to not track? And you have that option now. And so apparently they track you so much that it's cost them $10 billion in revenue. So all the social media platforms now have to rebuild their infrastructure and be a little more clever with how they track you.
All right. There it is. Top five stories this week from the world of technology. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 50.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.